This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 13, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security marked the 6th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks with a notice of proposed rulemaking. DHS wants to require more detailed information about arriving and departing private aircraft and persons on board 1 hour prior to departure to and from the U.S. by filing manifest data online. Comments must be submitted within 60 days. The National Air Transportation Association has issued a statement suggesting the proposed rule may be reasonable for big flight departments. However, quote, "We are quite concerned with the effect of this rule on the smallest of operators. We will submit detailed comments to the CBP as to how such operations might be better accommodated in the regulations," unquote. A California pilot practicing for Wednesday's start of the 2007 Reno National Championship Air Races was killed when his aircraft went down shortly after takeoff from Reno Stead Airport Tuesday evening. Witness Curtis Weinman told the Reno Gazette-Journal the Rose Peregrine RP-5 biplane looked to be in trouble almost immediately after takeoff. Quote, "At less than 100 feet, black smoke started coming out of the plane. I heard Mayday, Mayday, Mayday on the radio. He started diving, made an aggressive descent, and disappeared over the horizon." Mike Houghton, president and CEO of the Reno Air Races, reported the pilot, still unidentified, was dead on impact. The Rose Peregrine won the biplane class in 2003 and is based at Montgomery Field in San Diego. Owner David Rose is said not to have been at the controls. Military investigators are on the scene in northern Alabama, where a U.S. Army UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter hit a power line and crashed Tuesday in low visibility conditions. The Associated Press reports three aboard the Black Hawk were killed. The helicopter was operating on a training mission out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky, to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Names of the victims were not immediately released, but officials said those on board were members of the 101st Aviation Regiment, 4th Battalion. Jackson County Coroner David Jordan told the AP the helicopter struck a power line and crashed in a field near a house Tuesday at about 6:15 p.m. local time. He said fog in the area prevented a medevac helicopter from flying to the site, but stopped short of speculating that the fog may have caused the accident. The power line, connecting a generating plant to a power substation near Huntsville, was not carrying electricity at the time of the accident. When a Scandinavian Airlines Q400 suffered a collapsed right main gear leg on landing Sunday at Aalborg, Denmark, the airline noted it was the first such problem for both the airline and Bombardier. Just 3 days later, another Bombardier Q400, this one also operated by SAS, suffered another collapsed right main gear on landing at Vilnius, Lithuania. This time, Bombardier and Goodrich, which makes the gear, have recommended Q400s with over 10,000 landing gear cycles be grounded for inspection of the gear. About 60 planes are affected. 5 people reportedly were treated for minor injuries in Sunday's incident. In Wednesday's, there were no injuries reported among the 52 passengers and crew. The Bombardier Q400 is an updated de Havilland Canada DHC-8, also known as the Dash 8. The Q in Q400 stands for quiet, noting the aircraft's active noise suppression measures. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. Marion Blakey's segue to an industry position draws fire. Government to airlines, fix those delays or we will. And Boeing blames 787 delays on suppliers. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Paul Hinton, CEO of SaferJet, a company which has made extensive preparations to train pilots for the coming wave of very light jets. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.